around you. We are surrounded by giants.
Kaput Radio.
That Greece is going to default on all these loans and debts. What do you reckon?
I personally do not believe that Greece will default, at least not in the near future.
Talking about austerity being unpopular with the Greek people, of course it is. It's very harsh.
Prime Minister, hello, Prime Minister, the bailout money is arriving here, I just heard.
Oh, thank the gods for that, because we really were running out of the necessities of how to govern.
Yeah, well...
And you know what they are.
Yeah, well, maybe another month even, if we're lucky, if that rubber and gas deal is coming together, you know.
Well, I mean, we have to pay for it, but it is the...
And I'm not talking about blow-up dolls or any kind of swimsuits or diving equipment here. I'm talking of the rubber and gas deal.
The rubber and gas. I like the... I'm not into bondage myself or anything like that, but... Maybe
we must safeguard the payments with that.
Yeah, well, you see, you really need that gas to make them cry, because they're just about cried out at the moment, and they need a little stimulus to make them cry a little bit more.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they've got to be keep their minds on their problems, and so we need them to be crying, and that's all. They don't look at the, you know, at other problems.
No. We got to have the rubber and gas is essential. I'd say can't go without it.
No, I mean they're the absolute necessities for good governance
and for good crying.
Yeah, well, of course, and crying is very essential.
Rubber bullets,
it keeps them.
Tear gas, the essential ingredients for big public crying.
I mean, if they were laughing, you'd think, well, they've sent the wrong gas.
It's the rubber room, where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still. Wait for help in the rubber room.
Let me tell you. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Tax.
We are committed to an emissions trading scheme.
If you want to put a price on carbon, why not just do it with a simple tax?
I was astonished.
A carbon tax.
Carbon price.
How to carbon tax.
Carbon pricing.
Can't trust is a con.
Carbon pricing.
Just a massive electricity tax.
Carbon tax.
Like a tax.
Carbon pricing.
Carbon price.
Like a tax.
A carbon tax.
Like a tax.
Carbon tax.
Carbon dioxide emissions.
And would you like a carbon tax for that?
To the real agenda of it, to tax us out of existence.
When you know, when the lights go down and the curtain goes up, the audience is up for anything.
A carbon tax. Greeny monster has to be fed. Every 4 or 5 months, we've got to give a human sacrifice to the Greens.
It is a tax.
The Greens turning up today, levitating or walking. I hope we see carpooling. I don't want to see any of them coming out of the car one at a time. In fact, I don't want to see them coming out of a car. I want to see them riding horses. I want to see them walking. I want to see them abseiling in.
And canals on Mars, built, he believed, by intelligent beings.
I was astonished.
Look, I'm just not going to get into who said what to whom and when.
The coalition, tax cut, carbon tax. Tax cuts are in our DNA.
As sure as night follows day, if this carbon tax comes in, there will be a tax on petrol.
Maybe that's a comment on the quality of our economists.
Can't trust is a con.
Tax, a tax.
Tax? You'd have a lot of taxes.
If it looks like a tax, if it works like a tax, if it costs like a tax, it is a tax.
The greeny monster has to be fed.
Look, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
The Prime Minister can play all the word games she likes.
You're oddball.
Redneck.
You're redneck.
Yeah, I'm proud.
You're Dungeons and Dragons conventionist.
negative is what's winning this.
I'm Gregory Dawson, filling in for Clifford Baines, who got a call back. Wind power is gaining popularity as a clean, renewable energy source. But is it dangerous? This week, the American Coal Lobby released a new advertisement warning wind turbines could blow the Earth out of its orbit. Let's watch.
The Earth's orbit. All life depends on it. A little closer to the sun, we'll burn up. A little farther away, we'll freeze. But wind farmers want to install thousands of propellers onto the Earth. And propellers make things move. We like this planet. Let's not blow it away.
Chilling stuff. So, panel, is it time to reconsider wind energy?
I think
definitely.
We have to.
I'll
definitely.
Admit, I always assumed that wind energy was harmless, but after seeing this ad, I am not so
Some
sure.
Some leading scientists at Cole University recently took me out to dinner and told me about a study they had just published. It demonstrates how the sheer force of the new wind we're creating could accelerate the Earth's rotation so much, people will literally fly right
oh,
off
like
of it.
Like when you spin a lazy Susan too fast and the pepper shaker slides right
now,
off?
Now, the environmental activist group Americans for Mining-Based Energy recently released a documentary entitled Terminal Gust in theaters soon. Could movies like this spur the public to take a more critical look at the wind industry?
Well, I just happened to see a screening of that film at the recent Center for Coal Policy Conference in the Bahamas. Well, there is a heartrending segment about a small town which is suffering from wind whistling into their water supply.
Oh my God, kids could drink that water and get wind in
their
brain.
These big wind fat cats have our country in a stranglehold.
I'm tired of America sucking on the wind
teeth. The fact is, mankind is meddling with forces that cannot comprehend here. Unlike coal, we don't know what wind is.
No.
We don't even know where it comes
wind
from.
Wind slips through your fingers. It's dishonest.
It's like that slogan from last year, coal, energy you can clutch.
Now, the coal lobby has recently raised concerns about other energy industries. Mm. Just earlier this week, they took out this full-page ad in the New York Times about how solar energy is sucking our sun
The
dry.
American people have to stand up and start buying only environmentally sound coal-based products.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Matter of fact,
I
happen to have this delicious snack bar here. It's 100% natural coal.
Mmm. Mmm. It's yummy.
Mmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Well, Lord Monckton, talk to me about this debate on are we a carbon-starved planet?
Well, Will Happer testified, he's from Princeton, testified in front of the Senate committee with Dr. Pachauri on this recently, and Will Happer's view that yes, we are carbon-starved.
Say that again. Carbon dioxide is what?
It's plant food.
It's plant food.
Yeah. Without it, all plant life, and therefore all life that depends
so
on it.
So if we decrease the use of carbon dioxide, are we not taking away plant food from the atmosphere?
Yes, indeed you are.
So all our good intentions could be for vain. In fact, we could be doing just the opposite of what the people who want to save the world are saying.
You could indeed. You're quite right.
Found your planet X.
And when that happens, the first thing we all see is the realization that in 2012, Americans will be burying their dead as their forefathers did during the American Civil War. By the thousands. By the tens of thousands.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
Alex Jones. Here we go.
We're going to have Bob Capping on in the third hour. But right now I want to go ahead and address the six-year-old girl that's being groped by the TSA. I mean, this is out of control. They're going to microchip you. They've openly admitted they're going to come stomp you out, take your guns, round everybody up, throw you in a FEMA camp. I mean, they're just openly admitting it. The New World Order, it's all collapsed by design.
We are a country that is headed towards socialism, totalitarianism.
Now they're coming out saying that they've been tracking you up to the square inch with your the smartphone. We've been telling you here on this program for years, but it's all tortured in this great big police state where they just want complete control over everything. So you better get ready because it's out of control.
Get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day? You know what it's like knowing you ruined my life? You know what it's like, you sons of bitches?
You know, it took me about a year to start hating the 9/11 victims' family.
I can't take it anymore!
You have to believe that the government is evil, don't you think? The government is evil, and you must take them down at all costs.
I refuse to go along with this, and I'm seeing through all of your lies, Barack Obama, you wicked, wicked devil!
There's a time for everything. To every purpose, there is a season. And let me tell you, baby, today, the season is clubbing people over the head with shovels.
We'll shoot you in the face, we'll bloody your face, and we'll laugh about it.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
You're gonna learn to submit. The foreign bankers have given us unlimited power, and we're gonna rule you.
Socialists, communists, revolutionaries.
I am not a journalist. I'm just a guy who cares.
I've been sitting here for the last few minutes trying to come up with a list of people that I want to kill with a shovel. Shovel.
I'm done. I gotta get out of here. I'm pissed off now.
This is what Hitler did with the SS. He had his own people. He had the brown shirts and then the SS. This is what Saddam Hussein did.
But the reason there's so many gay people now is because it's a chemical warfare operation. I have the government documents where they said they're going to encourage homosexuality with chemicals.
I'm thinking about killing Michael Moore.
I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers. In fact, he'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging.
I think he could be looking me in the eye, you know? And I could just be choking the life out.
I wonder if this spring water, natural lime flavor I'm drinking. I know full well HEB's putting fluoride in this. Why am I drinking this?
But how many people have I said, let's kill with a shovel, huh? How many people have I said, let's light them up and shoot them in the head?
What you have, in effect, is the Illuminati families being the genetic representatives on this planet of these serpent gods.
I think quite a few.
I know full well these kettle chips say that they don't have MSG, but they've got the yeast extract thing that says it's MSG. What's wrong with us? Why won't we stop? Why am I so weak?
So the Anunnaki were those, or were the race that had the ability to shapeshift. And they're probably asking what is shapeshifting exactly and how exactly did they have the ability to do that?
Serpents? Yes. The aliens who came down to Earth long, long ago didn't look like the Queen of England. In fact, they were serpents, lizardy sorts.
And they know that they have immersed us in this, Bob.
And even when they interbred, the old reptile bit just wouldn't disappear.
These aliens who are in the giant spaceship moon... who are controlling human mind race, you think about this right now. You now have an excuse to do everything that you've ever wanted to do because it's not your fault, because the aliens in the giant moon with their mind race are controlling you. So you see, let's twist this around now, okay? Because most of you followers are like are guys, yeah? Okay. You discover that your wife has been having an affair behind your back and you say to her, you know, why did you do it? And she says, I'm sorry, baby, but the aliens in the moon with the mind rays, they made me do it. It's not my fault. Are you going to believe her? Are you? I don't think you are you? But, you see, this is the problem. If you're prepared to accept that the moon is a giant spaceship full of aliens controlling you with mind rays, okay, then you're going to have to accept that your wife, or your girlfriend, or your husband, or whoever, one day can turn around and say that to you. And what are you going to do then? Eh? At that moment in time, you will fly into indignation, yeah? And you'll probably start screaming and shouting all the rest of it, and packing your bags, or packing his or her bags, or what have you, and there'll be uproar, and there'll be tears, and there'll be heartbreak, and all the rest of it, yeah? How about someone comes along and damages your car and you catch them? Why'd you damage my car? The aliens on the moon with the mind race, they made me key your car. I'm sorry. You know? So if this is the case that you believe that stuff, well, in that case, you'll have to believe that I made these videos, okay? And it was beyond my control because the aliens on the moon with them, no, sorry, inside the moon with their mind rays, they make me make these videos. So why are you being abusive to me? What you should do, right, guys, is you've got to understand this now. You've got to take this logic. If you believe what David Icke is saying, you have now got to direct your abuse at these flipping aliens who are inside the spaceship moon who made me make these videos. It is their fault. And furthermore, they're the ones that made David Icke tell you that they were on the moon with those rays controlling your brain. So it's not his fault either, okay? In fact, nothing is anyone's fault anymore. So next time someone does something to you, you will now have to remember that it is not their fault. It is the fault of the aliens in the giant spaceship moon with their mind control rays that made them do it, okay? And you can do the same thing as tomorrow when you're supposed to go to work or whatever, yeah? Just tell the boss, look, sorry I didn't come in, but the aliens on the moon with the mind control, they made me take the day off and go and watch the football. Yeah, okay. That's all I've got to say, really, because, you know, this is so silly. It's beyond anything silly that I've ever encountered in my life, that some of you people are prepared to accept this. You know, I'm sorry, but the word jackass just springs to mind. You know, I can hear donkey's brain and all sorts of stuff when I think about that. Not actual, I can't actually hear it or anything like that. You know, I'm talking about, I'm imagining it, I'm visualizing it. But there again, it's not my fault. It's the aliens on the moon. Yeah, okay, you UX supporters. I'm sorry, but you have now become the laughing stock of the entire truth movement and possibly of the world. And when you go out there and start telling people that you believe, I dare you, please start making some videos now explaining why you believe that. And remember, if you make the video, the aliens made you do it. And if you don't make the video, the aliens made you not make the video because they are now there on the moon controlling you with rays. And I feel this uncontrollable feeling to press this off button, and it's not my fault.
You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me...
Our government captured alien spaceships, UFOs, and keeps them in a secret warehouse.
Strange lights over Las Vegas. Strange things like this have been appearing over the Nevada desert for years. Area 51, Groom Lake. Dreamland, the Skunk Works.
The search for Planet X had been going 25 years.
They are actively and have in their possession alien spacecraft, and they are actively undergoing analysis.
And flying them.
X is an old unborn companion to our own sun. Two, it is in a long elliptical orbit around our sun. And three, it is returning to pass through the core of our solar system, which explains our recent solar violence, global warming, and ongoing Earth changes. Assuming all of this is true, it stands to reason that there would be documented history of a previous Planet X flyby. Yes, there is.
Lazar says the saucers are powered by an antimatter generator.
When people are first introduced to the possibility of Planet X, they want proof. Unexplained deviations in the orbits of Uranus and Neptune point to a large outer solar system body of 4 to 8 Earth masses on a highly tilted orbit beyond 7 billion miles from the Sun. After this announcement, the whole topic of Planet X mysteriously disappeared from the media spotlight.
Could only have come from another planet.
As Planet X approaches its closest point to the Sun, a violent cosmic duel will ensue, and it will last for many months. When that happens, our beautiful blue-green planet will be slammed by numerous perfect solar storms and cosmic lightning. In the Colburn Bible, the ancient Egyptians warn us that we will be so stricken with fear that women will become barren and men will become impotent.
They set up and produce their own gravitational field. Just as the Earth holds all matter down, they produce that same field, but out of phase, and it repels itself. The effects that can cause, the way in which everything operates is by all intents and purposes, magic. I mean, it is so far beyond our level of technology.
Because they are all being slowly pulled apart by low-level seismic activity. So what is causing this seismic activity? Our infrastructure is much like our own weakened biosphere. Both are failing partly due to our own fault, but mostly because our planet is being increasingly perturbed by something in space. It is a massive object called Planet X, and it is approaching the core of our system. It has caused ancient cataclysms, and by 2012, it will revisit some of those cataclysms upon us once again.
Why keep a secret about probably one of the most important events in history, that there's been contact from an alien civilization? It's a significant event in history, more significant than anything.
And it is warning us that what will come will be Jeremiah's destroyer. The Colburn Bible gives us many examples of what this is going to be like, and most notable comes from the Book of Manuscripts. When blood drops upon the earth, the destroyer will appear, and mountains will open up and belch forth fire and ashes. Trees will be destroyed and all living things engulfed. Waters will be swallowed up by the land, and seas will boil. Assuming our governments know all this, what are they doing about it? And of course, we want to know what's going to happen to us.
I went to Jupiter, and I was briefed on Jupiter, and I met a number of aliens from different civilizations that I consider friends, and I wasn't abducted. I went willingly. We have an intergalactic space command, and that Earth is a prison planet. And I met with the commanders and the people, and I was briefed on the history of this planet. I was briefed on the future of this planet. And people of Earth, you're about to see some changes, and you're not gonna like them. I met them. I was with them. They're my friends, and they communicate with me on a regular basis.
Eventually, the time will come when those chosen to survive the coming cataclysm are spirited away into vast networks of subsea and subterranean survival arcs. So who will they be? Those chosen will come to feel the weighty burden of a new and profound responsibility. The brave ones will accept it.
What's with all the anal probing?
Well, there's experimentation, and it goes on, but they also like the taste of the rectum.
Why is it you always hear
they
about anal?
They love the taste of us. They love the taste of raw humans. It's shocking.
The best of your chances. Planet X Forecast and 2012 Survival Guide offers practical strategies and useful how-to information. Once this all begins to sink in, it can take your breath away, and so the first question we often ask ourselves is, am I nuts? Am I just seeing things?
Now, I heard the Browns saying we're having too much foreign ownership here in Australia. Is he pulling the tail of the wag?
What is he talking about, too much? Can you have too much income?
Well, I read it more like Bob Brown is unfortunately not having enough shares invested in Australian business. That's more of what we could say. You know?
Is he jealous, do you think?
I think he's really horrifically disgusted about the fact that Australians don't invest in Australian business, you know, or generally in multinational business seated in Australia or operating here.
Well, they're not stupid, you know.
Well, Bob Brown would be foreign investment if he stuck his money into some green renewable German entrepreneurial activities. One could say the same for foreign ownership in German industry.
The dividends are good, are they, at the moment?
Well, I think Bob Brown wouldn't want to miss it if he could, you know.
Even for him, yeah. Dividends are essential.
No, I'm glad that we have that much investment in this country. I mean, imagine we wouldn't have 83% foreign ownership and only 70% ownership. That would be then our economy, 17% of what it's now.
It would be the, end of our economy.
Or 13% or something, yeah.
We'd call it economy.
Yeah, Australian economy.
Unless you call it a banana economy.
And the planet would have 87% more economy, which we don't have then.
We don't.
I just wonder sometimes about Mr. Brown.
Well, I think he's not really stupid. What he's doing is playing to, the uninformed in our population.
He wants those
votes. And, of course, that's probably the majority of votes, the uninformed.
Mm. I mean, the intellectual capacity to develop any logic. That's outstanding what Donald Rumsfeld did compared with cauliflowers and broccoli's intellectual capacities.
And cabbages.
And cabbages, of course.
Yes, they're very important.
Which we find somewhere, you know.
Well, they're very important for the population. You know, the birth rate would just... If we didn't have cabbages...
We wouldn't find the babies any longer. No. And the patch, yeah. No cabbage patch, no babies.
And, of course, no babies. We don't have any future market.
Really?
Well, I mean, they're our future.
What, we're trading babies?
We've got to have expansion. And so we've got to have more population. You can't grow with the same population. The population has to grow at the same time.
Mm. But that's relative long-term, isn't it?
Well... Even,
but it's even inevitably happening. Yeah, you can't get around it.
No, I mean it would be just an unfortunate thing to happen.
Unless you call for the shape-shifting aliens to clear up the planet for a certain number of humanity.
I can understand that Friday night
to do it with snake oil.
I mean, everybody else they've taken up all the other niche markets. And that's all that he's got left.
Yeah, but I've got a phone call from Planet X saying, oh, well, 2012, it's coming. It's going to cause a little bit of havoc. 2012, it's all over. So long-term doesn't matter anymore. And with the help of a shape-shifting and alien, I think we could save the world, couldn't we?
So do the shape-shifters, do they understand the situation?
Oh, a long time.
They're just waiting in the wings.
We just need to ask for some help here, and then we solve all our problems, save the planet.
Who do we appeal to for help?
The shape-shifting aliens.
Do you think?
They're everywhere. They're hybridized with the humans, apparently. Mm-hmm. You know.
And he can speak to them, and so he'd be our go-between.
You could speak to them if you wanted to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
First, you have to go and find out how you could speak to them.
Simple, like a six-year-old can show you on the internet where to go.
Okay. Well, there you are. The world is in good hands, or will be.
Well, 6 years old, confirmed that.
We haven't done too well, so, yeah, good luck to the shapeshifters. I hope they can do a better job.
The aliens.
We know... It's a war game scenario that it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is that important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
But if some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government, as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart-bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
You are listening to
kaputradio.libsyn.com.